In the name of Jesus, amen. In the day of salvation, the Lord helped you. So servants, keep on serving. Wherever your assignment or wherever your call will be, this text is for you. Whatever your weekend was like, this text is for you. On Friday at the Lord's Mission Central out in the hills of western Iowa, we were jumping up and down and rejoicing, not because of the foot and a half of snow, but rather because the Lord added the 104th volunteer that works at no cost to the synod or districts or local churches because they love your missionaries and those serving around the world. We were rejoicing that we're at the highest numbers this year with still 3.5 months to go in the fiscal year, and yet all but 4 of the 95 missionaries already fully funded. The generosity that's in the people you will be called to serve. Celebration went on, and then came my drive home. I live not in Mapleton, Iowa. We're at Mission Central, working there out of the barn and the farmstead in support of missionaries of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I live over in Omaha, Nebraska. And so I got into my little minivan, 2007, and I looked and I thought, oh, quarter of a tank, I can make it. On I-29, as I came to a stop, because the cold weather evidently had froze my gas gauge, I was there setting as it got darker and darker. Oh, no worries. The Lord sent a wonderful family, and before long, I had a 5-gallon can of gas after riding in the back of their pickup to the gas station and back. I had it, and I was out on the road, and in leaving, they said, oh, by the way, there's another car. It looks like stopped just down the road, and so maybe you would want to help them like we helped you. And I'm thinking, my flight is 6:30, Holy Cross O'Fallon, the next morning, I got to get there, and yet I pulled over. And 2 suspect young men in this car, apparently setting with a flat tire, asking for help. We put in the can of spray that's supposed to put foam in and pump it up so you can drive to the tire station, to no avail. And before long, they're asking me, these 2 muscular, young, suspect-looking men who had looked like they'd been living in the car. I hope your rooms at seminary don't look like that. Were asking me to drive them to their destination. Their destination was in North Omaha, and if you know that part of the metro area, it's one of the most dangerous parts of Omaha. Oh, I was okay. I turned on my location services so my wife and 3 children would at least know where I was last located. But as you can tell, the Lord brought me here. Just when I thought I was having a rough go of it and other items and things and challenges in the ministry and in the mission, I woke up on Sunday morning, Holy Cross Lutheran, just over here in O'Fallon, to see the news, the Ethiopian airline that come to a crash, all 57 dead on board, and yes, 8 Americans, and I did what you will do and may have done. As you serve the saints and you pray for these missionaries, you'll know, oh, what about Mark and Stephanie Raby and their family? What about Johanna and Eric Stinnett that are all living and working in Addis Ababa? And yes, I had known they were getting ready to go to Nairobi. They're going to an event, and I sent them a text, just like you would do. No response. 8 o'clock service, divine service, must go on. Keep serving, servants. Airplane mode. By the time I got up into the pulpit to preach and to celebrate all that God is doing through mission, honestly, I felt like I was going to puke, thinking, what may have happened to the missionaries? And how sorrowful for those 157 who lost their lives. I couldn't resist, and so under the safety of a bulletin, for those of you who still know what those are, I hid my cell phone. During the prayers, I turned it on, and yes, there was the text. The text from your missionaries. We have already in Nairobi, but pray for us. For tomorrow, that's today, we fly back on Ethiopian Airlines. Do you see or do you steer, saints? Why, Isaiah 49:8 is echoed in this text of ours from 2 Corinthians and over the thousands of years, how it's given comfort to God's people. It says, in the day of salvation, I have helped you, says the Lord. So Paul implores the Corinthians as they, in their waywardness, he implores them to be reconciled to God. Paul appeals, do not receive the grace of God in vain. Each of you may be in and will have times of intense testing, intense temptation and trials, possibly repeating even those sins of the Corinthians at the risk of retreat into self-preservation. Retreat from service in the ministry. But the text says we commend ourselves in every way. And dear saints, mission and ministry is messy. At times there's fear, at times there's chaos, and yet the Lord promises to you, in the day of salvation, I have helped you. So servants, keep on serving. When you walked into chapel this morning, I hope you noticed the focus of today's message. It's there depicted in a head of Christ, Ullman's head of Christ, painted in 1940. And there's much more to that picture than you might have noticed when you walked in the door. In fact, many of the churches where you will be serving will have a beautiful portrait of this head of Christ. Did you know that the artist put things to remind you of the salvation that God has given you? There in the hairline, there's a depiction. If you look closely in the darkness of Jesus' hair, it's a picture of Mary and holding a little baby. It reminds you, from heaven above to earth I came to bring good news to everyone. That's Christ. And there on his forehead, it's a light circle. And on the side, that lightness in the shape, if you look at it, in the shape of a chalice, to remind you of his very body and his very blood that Christ shed for you. Oh, and don't forget there below his Adam's apple, the lightness the artist put in there to remind you of the Holy Spirit that proceeds from the Father and the Son, and that takes you into service. So that as servants of God, as the text says, you can commend yourself in every way, everywhere God sends you, whether it's through great endurance or afflictions or hardships or calamities or imprisonments or riots or labors or sleepless nights or hunger. Christ became sin so that you might become the righteousness of God. And in him, you continue to serve. And because of his perfection, because of his death on the cross, his resurrection, his purity, his knowledge, his patience with sinful humanity, you serve. As the text says, as Paul was empowered to do, as Timothy was empowered to do, by purity and knowledge and patience and kindness, and the Holy Spirit, and in genuine love, truthfulness of speech and power of God, and the weapons of the word and righteousness, and sometimes in honor and sometimes in dishonor, and sometimes in the homeland and sometimes around the world, and sometimes with plenty and sometimes in want and sometimes having nothing, and yet, as the text concludes, in Christ possessing everything. So wherever you're assigned and wherever you're called, and I pray for many of you, that's into international mission work, telling nations about the love of this Jesus. This text is for you. In the day of salvation, the Lord helped you. So servants, keep on serving. In the name of Jesus, amen.